Mary Burke's tour brought her to Northeast Wisconsin Technical College in Green Bay. In March, Burke released a plan called Invest for Success. It outlines 5 steps she would take as governor to build industries. She says Walker's approach has instead focused too much on giving tax breaks or grants to individual companies.
Well, I do have Governor Walker's jobs plan right here. This is 4 pages. This is 40 pages. I really think it's a difference between having political sound bites with unfulfilled promises versus a plan that is really about tactics and strategies that are going to move Wisconsin forward.
Scott Walker has enacted a program called Wisconsin Fast Forward. It'll invest up to $15 million in grants for job training. Burke isn't impressed.
It's not enough. You know, we need to do a lot more. This report outlines that Wisconsin needs to have 670,000 more certificate and degree holders by 2025. This is going to make need for our education system to align completely with our workforce development needs.
Burke is referencing a report included in her Invest for Success plan. The study is by Lumina Foundation. It projects fewer than half of Wisconsin adults will have a technical college or university degree by 2025. By that time, the numbers predict the market will demand a degree from at least 60% of workers. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.